the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Well, hello and welcome to a wonderful Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 616, recorded on Monday, November 17th, 2025, where it is 58 degrees and rainy in this part of Chubland. And it is what there?
It is 75, 78 degrees. Ooh, it's the hottest day we've had here.
Ooh.
78, and we're a little overcast today.
Very nice. And yeah.
No rain scheduled. You get rain today and on Thursday.
Yeah, we've had rain here almost every day for the last 4 days or so. It's been very nice, actually. But, you know, there comes a point where you're like, okay, thank you. But anyway, it is 10 days till Thanksgiving. And it's 27 till Hanukkah, 35 till winter solstice, 38 until Christmas. Wow, it's just popping right up there. And then 348 days until Halloween. And that is okay. Yay. Guess what? It is time to center ourselves and focus. So we breathe and we repeat. I get plenty of sleep every night. And my body appreciates how I take care of it.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I get plenty of sleep every night. My body has been going, you're fat. Stop being so fat.
Mine is doing the creaking thing that comes with the colder weather, where I'm popping and cracking a little bit more. I've been getting... some really nice sleep, to the point where, like, in the morning I'm so comfortable I don't want to wake up, and that's been rare, so it's been lovely. But we did get up today because we had to take Miss Kaya to the vet to get her Cytopoint injection so she won't have itches. It was lovely. All right, let's talk about Patreon real quick. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like my Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Star Sage, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/Matt Burlingame to find out how you can support the projects that we do for as little as $1 a month. More info coming soon on some new projects. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about headlines for a moment. Well, headlines from history. On November 17th, 1777, the Articles of Confederation were submitted to the states for ratification after months of debate and agreements over Western land claims. In 1863, Confederate General James Longstreet began his siege of Knoxville, Tennessee, attempting to weaken Union control over in the region. Now, on this day in 1869, the Suez Canal officially opened, creating a crucial waterway between the Mediterranean and the Red Seas. So, More than a century later, in 1989, student demonstrations in Prague sparked the Velvet Revolution, a peaceful uprising that ultimately ended communist rule in Czechoslovakia and reshaped the political landscape of Eastern Europe. Interesting about Czechoslovakia. We'll talk about that later. Let's see. It's time to find out if we celebrated any holidays. And knowing us, we probably did. Starting with, it's Electronic Greeting Card Day. Did you send an electronic greeting card today?
I did.
Really? Oh,
Yeah, I sent a happy birthday to somebody.
that's really cool. I did not. Now, Nephi is the king of electronic greeting cards, though. And my mom sends them sometimes too, which is really nice. Also, it is Homemade Bread Day. No homemade bread?
No, I'm in a hotel.
Well, I like homemade bread, but that's a lot of work. It's also happy, what the hell? Happy Ghost Day. Ghost Day. All right. International Students Day. No. Baklava. I love baklava. And National Butter Day. There you go. I'm gonna have butter later.
Me too.
Yay. It's also National Farm Joke Day.
By the way, how do you like the Costco butter?
Love it.
Yeah, and it's so cheap too.
Yeah. And the eggs. I just boiled a bunch of eggs and it was lovely. Yeah.
Okay, what was it? What was you the one you just said?
Oh, National Farm Joke Day.
Farm joke?
Yeah, like what do you call a masturbating cow? Beef stroganoff.
I've been wondering on these on all these videos with the people stealing packages off the doorsteps.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they all fat?
Because they're all fake, and yeah,
Well,
exactly. It's somebody that just loves to make fun of fat people, I guess. Like that. Did you see the one with the present where the yellow paint exploded out of it?
yeah, I've seen it with that, and where there's a can of yellow paint above them too.
Oh, I don't know if I saw that one, but I did
But
see
what I
where
don't
it
understand is
squirted out of the side of the package.
why would you put a bomb, a bomb package like that in your package, leaving it on your doorstep? Because then you're just going to get paint all over everything
Yeah,
on your door,
I
and
guess probably because for if it were even real, it would probably be for the likes, because there is one guy, I don't you've probably seen him, who he sets up packages like that are like glitter bombs and stuff
Right.
and stink bombs, so that when they actually open it, it'll like explode and they'll freak out and stuff.
Yeah,
So,
it should wait until it explodes in their car or at their house when they open up the package. It's
right.
poorly done, poorly planned.
It is fake, though. But yeah.
Well, are they really?
The ones that I've been seeing are, now keep in mind, these are ones where you can see literally the paint explodes out of the side of the box, which is still sealed, and then
Right.
goes all over the place. Those are
And
fake,
then
but there are some out there that are real.
they fall through the floor because they're so fat, and or they fall back, and they land on their butt, and then they're like screaming, and it's
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't I
And
don't know.
when they fall, they're in the same position they were as they were standing up, laying on the ground. But yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah.
All
Yeah.
right. Well, it's also National Take a Hike Day. Is it?
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. It's also National Unfriend Day. No, not today.
I might. I'll take a look. I'm
Okay.
sure I could do that.
Oh, it's a Little Mermaid Day. That's nice. Maybe I should actually watch the movie. Yeah. World Peace Day. I think they outlawed that here. And it's also National World Prematurity Day. What the? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I
Maybe they
don't
just
know.
need a day for every word that there is. So, anyway, let's jump into some birthdays here. I'm sure there's going to be somebody interesting happening a birthday besides Nephi. Oh, there it popped up. Well, happy birthday to Todd. I don't know you or how you became a friend, but hello, happy birthday, Todd. Also to Jody, to Marguerite, and to to Tara, oh, that amazing actor that we love working with, Mr. David Warpness, who's a big movie star now. We love him. Also to Joel, Sean, Mr. Steve. We have that Tom from Tom and Terry. Yes, traveling all around the world. Happy birthday, Tom. We love you. Also to Susan. Oh, your sweet friend, Mr. Michael. His birthday's coming up. You gonna do anything special?
No.
No. Okay. Also to
He's
Joe
in he's
Young.
in Watson, Watson oh wait Water, Watsonville. So that
Oh, okay. Yeah.
yeah, can't just drop by.
Right. That's too bad. Also to Jovi, who we used to work with, amazing voice actress, actor,
Actor.
performer. We'll go with just performer. And then we have
And comedian.
comedian, stand-up, poet, radio host. Oh my gosh, they just do it all. And there is anyway, also to Matt, to Evan, who was in our amazing production of Trolling, and we have Doug, Jeff, Kinney, and another actor that we loved working with, Mr. John Ewing. So happy birthday, y'all. All right, what do we got coming up here? Something fun, right? Well, there's nothing in our feed bag, so that's not fun.
Ooh.
But we do have some Chubb Hugs to send out, and I want to send out Chubb Hugs to everybody that is experiencing weather issues, like down south down south in Southern California. So down south, out west. They just had a one of those atmospheric rivers that just loves to hit California these days, and had some flooding and stuff down there. And then that horrific hurricane, I believe, that they said was probably going to be stronger than any hurricane that has been for decades, years, something like that.
Where was that? Is
That
it, have
was
you?
down and it was headed toward Cuba.
Well, there was the one in Jamaica, but
That's the one.
that was 2 weeks ago.
Well,
Or actually 3 weeks, because
yeah,
I
I've been
wasn't here
busy.
yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I Chubb Hugs to them anyway. I
Yeah,
do what I
they
can.
it they okay, it was 180 wind with 215 gusts.
Ugh.
How does anything stand up
I
next to
don't know. That
that?
is so scary.
I do not get that. I don't know how that can, I mean, I mean, we had trees blow down and on that New Year's that only was we
Ugh.
got winds up to, I think, 75 miles an hour, and fences were down and
Yeah.
trees were down. It was,
Right.
yeah, I don't get it.
And
I
remember
mean,
the one year where we had like 100 something to gusts, and it blew down all the old trees in the park, like a whole ton of them.
that was the same one.
That was the same one. Ugh.
Yeah, that was New Year's
Awful.
Eve.
Yeah, that I remember that part.
Those were probably the gusts over 100, because we lost a bunch of trees that time. We had a grouping of were they spruce or something like that? They're the tall trees, the tall thin trees. You know, they're decorative mostly.
Right, yeah.
Oh, those bitches came down. We
Huh.
had they were parked on our fence and the neighbor's house, just on the roof. It didn't cause any damage on the roof or the fence,
Oh, that's good.
but the trees, it was terrible. And then the squirrels, oh, those fucking squirrels, because I had to cut
Probably
the
flew right off.
well I had to cut the trees down, and they were all living in there, and so they decided to take residence in my attic. So, fuck them.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, oh, good, a strong windstorm is coming to the city of trees. That's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were supposed to have some here recently, but it didn't get hardly anything like it was.
We
Anyway.
had a wind last Monday here, coming off of the mountain, that was so strong, and that my watch told me that there's a noise, you're around too loud of noise from the wind, the wind making the noise, that my watch notified me that it was a hazard and I need to get away from that noise.
Smart. Wow.
Because I mean, it didn't sound that loud to me, but my watch thought it was really loud. Because I've
That's
had it tell me, like at a comedy show or, where there's a lot of applause, that, uh-oh, it's too loud, too loud.
wow, that's amazing. I never even thought of it. Some I do have my phone occasionally tell me, "You're a walking hazard. You're gonna fall. You're a fall risk."
Oh yeah, I get that. I
And
get
I'm
that
like,
all the time.
thanks. And it's like, we're gonna watch you for the next year. Like, thanks.
Yeah, you're gonna help me up when I fall?
Yeah,
Probably
right.
not.
Oh, that reminds me. So we got mom. Mom had one of those. It's not a life alert, but it's something kind of similar where you push the button. Like on life alert, I think the one that my father had. That's the one where like you could bend over, and if you bend over too quickly, it'll register that you fell, and it'll call the place
Oh.
automatically. And he would have to tell him, "No, I just bent over to pick something up. I'm fine." But so this one, you actually have to push the button, and
Which is better?
yeah. But my mom had one for years, and it was always like if you did have to push the button, that you could hardly hear the voice, and it was always like, I don't know, are they gonna send someone? Are they not gonna send someone? What are they gonna do? We finally got her a new one, a replacement, and this one is like perfect. You push the button, it rings through, it talks to an AI, and they're like, "Do you really need help, or is this just a test?" And then you can tell it, no, accident, whatever. But yeah, got on with the test, and it works great. So I'm
Good.
very happy about that. All right. Where are we at? Happy birthday. Okay, so Chub Hugs, your Chub Hugs.
My chub hugs go out to all those people who were not molested by pedophiles, because according to Megyn Kelly, you don't have to be, you can fuck a 14-year-old and that doesn't make you a pedophile. The woman needs to be silenced. I mean, they tried to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel. They did get rid of Stephen Colbert. I think Megyn Kelly needs to be called on this. It was ridiculous. When I was watching the interview, I'm like going, what is she saying?
Well, and
He didn't.
she,
It's
yeah.
not like he was fucking 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. It was that's not. I mean, how does what kind of mind thinks of that?
One who
So,
is trying to be an apologist to whitewash or, well, sane wash a bunch of
yeah.
bullshit. Because yeah, that actually started a bunch of people, women online, posting pictures of themselves when they were 15 and saying, basically saying, "Look, bitch, look at me. I was a child, at, 15. 15 is your child."
I mean, it's against the law. I don't care if you're 17 and you have sex with a 40-year-old. The 40-year-old's held responsible
And
for it.
they tried to argue. Another thing that they tried to do is argue that in other countries, the age of consent is lower, and Therefore, it's just all, American propaganda stuff. And there's a whole bunch of state legislatures, legislators, not like the full ones, that were trying to get the age of consent lowered again. And it's just like, people, knock it the fuck off.
It's just, I was so disturbed by it. It just angered
Yeah.
me when, that you're trying to make this out to be okay, and that
And
is
it's just
not okay.
not. And it's the same. Well, it's not the same, but it when that other asshole got on Fox News and was talking about how we
Oh, to
should,
get rid of the homeless?
yeah, we should just give them forced, and he said
Lethal
forced
injection.
lethal injections.
Yeah, I actually, I mean, I saw it too. I mean, I wasn't watching Fox News to see it, but I did see
No.
it.
But
And it was.
it's like these people are fucking nuts. So.
Well, it's just amazing what people will do to save the king.
Apparently, because
Yeah.
anyway. All right. Well, let's move on to, I was about to say something more pleasant, but this isn't. So, but celebrity deaths. Take it
Well,
away.
first up, Elizabeth Franz, a Tony Award-winning actress for Death of a Salesman. She died at 84 after a diagnosis of cancer. And for now on, when you send me things, you have to send me live links because I don't do cut and paste off of it. Won't I can't
Gotcha.
move pictures. Okay,
Will do.
thank you. Because she almost didn't make it. I
Oh,
had to go
well,
over
she
to.
didn't make it. No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Sally Kirkland, Oscar nominated actress for Anna. She died at 84. She did a lot. She really did. It's weird because she never really got the notoriety I thought she deserved. Yeah. Anyway,
Yeah.
Cleto
Escobedo.
Escobedo, sorry, my eyes are watery. The third, Jimmy Kimmel's band leader, died at 59 years old.
Yeah, apparently they were friends from the time they were little kids.
Todd Snyder, known for oh, sorry. Okay, yes, Todd Snyder, known for the majority influencing the alt country and Americana music genre. He has died. And then Dan McGrath, who's you're gonna most people recognize his name once they know who he is, one of the creative minds behind The Simpsons, King of the Hill, he had passed away at the age of 61.
We're far too young with so much talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was also a Saturday Night Live contributor as well.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't I don't know who Todd Snyder is.
Well, you don't
I'll have
listen
to
to
look him
Americana
up.
music or,
Yeah, and that's the thing is I mean I yeah, just
Well,
amazing.
there's a lot of famous people that never cross our page, so.
Right. And like sometimes when you're reading one of the people from the 70s, one of the musicians from the 70s, and I'm like, I don't really know that name. And then you like start pointing out what they've done, and I'm like, oh my God, I know that. That's so
Well,
interesting.
it's funny because if they're not the usually if they're not the lead singer, we don't know the band members.
Right.
Because I remember Foreigner. Somebody was saying, "Oh yeah, after he was in Foreigner, he went to do this." I'm like,
Right.
who was he?" And wait, actually, I don't know who anybody was on Foreigner. And I was a big
Yeah.
Foreigner fan, but I couldn't. If you put, four people in front of me and one of them was in Foreigner, I could make an educated guess if they,
Yeah.
by their age, or I don't know, but it's so funny because you just don't think about that. You don't
No.
think about the people in the back, and there
Right.
are the writers on cartoons and that kind of thing. So,
Yeah. All right. Well, tell us about your week in Hawaii.
it's interesting because the second week has been more like being at home. Because what happens is, especially when it's someplace we come to a lot, you're rushing, 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 doing the things that you know you want to do. But the second week, you got time to kind of spread those out. And I mean, I actually unpacked. I usually don't unpack when I come on vacation. So I work right out of the suitcase. So that has been nice. And it's been kind of, as you said, are you getting bored? And it's like, yeah, I'm a little bored, but I'm bored. And it's 78 degrees, and there's lots of lovely food, and the maid came in yesterday, so it's okay. Yeah. Oh, we went to a place called Slappy Cakes, which I just like saying the name Slappy Cakes, and it's only open 7:30 to noon every day, and it's so weird. I did not like the restaurant. And I love breakfast, so it was weird. There's just something. I was not having a good time there. First of all, they put me in a booth. That's
Oh,
one thing.
hell no.
And then they have this. I don't know if it's all the tables, but some of the tables have grills built into them, so you can make your own pancakes. And the girl goes, "Oh, did you want a table with to grill your own pancakes?" No. And so what did she do? She put us at a table, a booth with a place to make your own pancakes. So I guess the whole thing was kind of irritating. But they did have all not all the servers, but most of the servers were, I would guess, probably surfers. They were all young guys in shorts and t-shirts that said Slappy Cakes. And think about it, what a better job. You get up, you go to work at 7:30, you get off at noon, and then you can surf the rest of the day. So, but this one guy had the tight, he had a very tight pair of shorts that hugged his butt, and you could also see his wiener.
Oh,
Yeah, so it was like that was the best part of the restaurant. But as far as what I've watched this week of interest, it was interesting, David Chang. He has a cooking show over on Netflix. Not really. Well, it's a cooking show. And so what happened was the audience from the week before got to choose, because they're trying to be interactive, you know. So the audience got to choose what city they would focus the food based on for the week, for the show. So they decided on Jacksonville, Florida, which is like, okay, that's. Do they have good food? I don't know. But then, as he's explaining, they're on the ocean, so they get a lot of seafood, and they're still part of Florida, so you get a lot of good produce and stuff. So it was an interesting show, but I just thought it was funny that, oh yeah, that's like we're gonna do a whole episode on Sacramento food. Okay, well, I mean, we're farm to fork, but we're not really known for anything, you know. So, anyway, I thought it was funny. Let's see. We finally started watching The Morning Show. This is over on Apple TV with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. What I love about the show, because it's all based on running a Good Morning America. So, oh my God, the bullshit and the drama that they've got going on is insane. I've been watching on YouTube. They have Chewed Up, which is three of the people that were on the Chew that didn't go to jail, and they're talking about how much they like doing the Chewed Up 3 times a week, because they don't have any. They don't have to deal with any producers or any network executive bullshit. And then I'm watching the morning show, and it's like, oh my God, this is a thing. I didn't think it would be so political and so backstabby and nasty, but I guess it is. And then speaking of the crazy, the South Park episode this week, where they did the deep fakes. The kids were doing deep fakes of each other, you know. So the girl with the red hair that Butters got the toy for, well, she was just using him. So he made a deep fake of her trying to get people to sign a petition to fart, make farting better. And then Santa goes, "That's not a very nice thing. I'm going to piss on you, little girl." And so Santa starts pissing on it, right? And then she gets back in Butters, and it just gets all crazy. And the crazy part was that the stuff dealing with Trump wasn't as crazy as the whole deep fake thing was. And then Trump does have sex with JD Vance in the Lincoln bedroom. So
Ooh, not the Lincoln bedroom. Of course,
yeah.
he's already torn up the bathroom in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I'm sure that Melania goes, "You don't sleep in here, you sleep in the Lincoln bedroom."
Well, like she's even there.
Well, she is. I saw it in that episode.
Oh yeah,
She's like a ghost there now. She's
have you seen the things that they're trying to push now of like them together? They're posting all these
Oh
pictures of
yeah.
them together and like,
Well, there's
oh, they're
Amer
the power couple of the
They're
US.
America's couple. Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't, and I love how they actually found a picture of her holding his hand. I thought that was interesting.
Maybe that's why it was a bruise.
Yeah, the slapping away. Okay, so we've been watching DMV over on CBS. And it just feels like Superstore, but at the DMV. And it's
Superstore
it,
wasn't bad.
yeah, but it just if I mean it feels that familiar. Like, okay, I'm think I'm gonna start looking for names to see if somebody has just copied this. You know what I mean? Somebody
Or
went from it's just an go ahead.
but remember Blockbuster? It was that
Did
show where it was like the last Blockbuster video or something like that.
I do not I
It
don't
was
there's a documentary I remember.
no, this was a comedy. It was a video store. I'll look it up. You keep going.
Okay. Let's see. The Sheriff's County, Sheriff's Country. I'm sorry. Really loving it. Loving it over on CBS. Matlock. I'm having a little trouble getting into Matlock now that it's more of a spy versus spy type thing. You know, it's like, I want Olivia and Matlock to be friends. I don't like them being enemies or working against each other slash working for each other. What is it? Is it, that's weird. So we'll see what happens, how it irons out. And then they're going to be getting rid of the assistant soon because he got thrown off the show for
Oh
sexual
yeah,
abuse.
how fucked up, messed up is that?
It just, well, it just,
I
these
mean, not that they're
people,
getting rid of him, but that it happened.
right. And that these people would, take, I mean, to get on a series like this, it takes a lot. And on a successful series, it's these are things that don't happen to 99% of the people who are working in the acting field. And so as soon as you are doing it, you fuck it up. That's just, it just floors me. So, Welcome to Derry. We saw a new episode last night, but we had pineapple margar no pineapple mar yeah pineapple margaritas yesterday, and I don't remember anything about the episode, but I did watch it, and now I'm gonna have to watch it again, so I'll let you know about that next time. The holiday baking show I haven't been keeping up with, but I mean I will, I'll get back to it. On Watson over on CBS, second season, and they've already got one of the characters having a baby. Second season. Now, you don't bring a baby into it. First of all, it's a workplace show. It's not about, it's not a family show, you know. So that means, are we going to have, like, oh, we got to save this person's life, but who's going to watch the kid? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not happy about that. Also not happy about the fact that English teacher got canceled, which I did predict it would. And it just, it's like, we actually had two good gay shows are shows with gay leading characters, with mid-century modern and with the English teacher, and they're both gone now. You know, and it's just it was so I was watching some reels, and I saw the reel they had it where an English teacher, where the kid comes up to him and goes, "I think I'm gay, and I thought maybe you could help me because you're gay, and I don't know, you know, like help me how to come out, and I don't know what to say to people and this and that." And he's like, "Are you kidding me? It's 2025. I came out in the 90s. You think this is a, go ahead and talk to one of the many, many openly gay kids in the hallway. You know, just you know, run around, go open the door, go, I'm gay, and everyone will go, oh, okay, who cares?" And it was such a wonderful moment, and we won't get those anymore because of stupid people who don't support
Well,
gay.
but you also know why they canceled it.
Well,
I
I
don't
mean,
know. It's subjective. I don't want to think about it, but I mean, it was more than just getting rid of the gay show, apparently.
well, they were, first of all, the show never placed in the top 15 on Hulu.
No.
Not even for the day they dropped them all. And that's usually a really good indication. If you don't see stuff in the top 10 or the top 15, depending on what the source is, those shows are destined to go bye-bye.
But mid-century modern had such star power, it didn't even have a chance.
And I think that, you know, with the death kind of, yeah, I think that was kind of like the end of everything, which is sad. And anyway, one thing that was really good is over on Peacock. So if you didn't catch it on NBC, better on Peacock because there's no commercials and it looked like it was a very long show. Wicked, One Wonderful Night, and they got everybody together except for Fiaro. He wasn't there, but they had most of the character and most of the supporting. Main supporting characters were there. They did songs from the show. They did songs from the new movie that's coming up. It was just it was a very smart way of advertising a movie that's going to be huge anyway. But you know, there's been such a love for Wicked, especially with young girls and gays. And so, yeah, it was just really. Really good. Cynthia was not in makeup. That was a little not off, but it's like, I mean, why would she be? I don't know why I'm even mentioning that, but it was just weird that, because Ariana looked like Glinda a lot during it. But yeah, so, but the musical numbers were fun. They did with Bowen and, the Scarecrow, Bowen and the Tin Man. I'm sorry. They did Dancing Through Life, and since Fiora was not there, and they go, "Well, if he's not going to show up and do it, I am." So that was it was cute. It's a very cute show, and I for some reason I bawled through like the first half, every number. There was first of all they filled a theater with the craziest groups of Wicked lovers. I mean, there were people dressed like in Greenface. There were people dressed like Glinda. There were people, you know, and it was, you just know that they were waiting for. I thought they were going to have a moment where everyone had to stand up and do the patting of the book thing. Yeah, that one. So, they just did a montage of people doing it online. So, but it was a fun show and it was well worth seeing. If you have Peacock available, give that, and you liked Wicked, then give that a try. I don't know why I was so emotional during it though, but I've always, one of my biggest problems is that I have a tendency to get overly emotional at applause, even if it's not mine.
Yeah.
It's just somebody else's applause. I'm bawling, and I don't know why. It's weird.
A
Okay, tell
wonderful
us about.
connection. Yeah.
Tell us about your
Oh, well,
week.
okay. So first,
Oh,
Blockbuster. I text you
right.
the thing. I don't know if you remember, but it had it starred Randall Park and a number of others, and it was, of course, a created by Vanessa. Well, I had it here, but anyway, it's
Girl,
currently
there were
still
10
on.
episodes. How am I supposed to remember this?
Yeah, I know, right? But I mean, it was right in the same vein of like Superstore and all of those. And anyway, it's on Netflix if anyone wants to catch it. I actually watched all 10 episodes, and you just know that this isn't gonna get another season, but it was still a very nice, light, fun show.
Yeah, workplace shows, this most of the time. I mean, Cheers worked, and but I hate The Office. I hated Parks and Rec. I don't know,
Never really
workplace.
watched Parks and Rec. I liked The Office until they started making Michael such a buffoon. It all became about how much can we just make this guy horrible and his life pathetic and suck instead of just making him kind of a doof like they did in the British version. Anyway, all right. Well, my week was yeah, it was something. Played more WoW World of Warcraft Legion Remix. Still kind of enjoying the going back in time and the way that they did it. The anniversary just started. This is the 21st anniversary, I believe. 20, I don't know, something-ish. And it is just started, and it's kind of the same as it was last time, so nothing super new, but still fun to play through and get some rep boosts and stuff. So very fun. And then I watched Jurassic World Dominion because last time I watched Fallen Kingdom. That's the second one of the Chris Pratt movies, and this one
Boo. Sorry.
Dominion in 2022. And it was good. I was happy that it is the one that brought back Laura Dern and Sexy Daddy. I can't. Yeah. So it brought back the originals from the original Jurassic Park movie, and of course Jeff Goldblum was in it as well. And it's just fun action on your go, you know. And there you go. And so I want to watch the latest one because it is available. You can watch it if you have, I think, Peacock or Paramount or one or the other,
It's
one of them.
Peacock. It's
Okay.
Universal.
So I do want to give that a watch, and but I
I
kind of
thought you
want
saw it in theaters.
I did, but
Oh, okay.
I you know, it's been what a while. I want to see it again, but I kind of want to mom to watch it with me because I think that she'll enjoy it. And of course, Jonathan Bailey is in it. And
Yeah, I can see you're going. Now, Mom, this is Jonathan Bailey. He's going to be your son-in-law. No. Stop lying to that woman.
I wouldn't mind that, but yeah, he's adorable. But yeah, liked him. I am really glad that he got the sexiest man alive, whatever title from the magazine. But he's been so active like all his life, and just a little powerhouse. So I'm glad he's getting recognition. Anyway,
Well,
and
I
for
just hated
being
the
who he
fact that.
is.
I hated the fact that he's the first openly gay man to be
Right.
that as
But
well. I mean, we
still.
know he's not the first, but he's the first openly gay.
Exactly. And so I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but I found the Doctor Who Matt Smith years on Fandango, and they were in a bundle for I think 1995, 1999, something like that, which basically is four half seasons plus, I think, plus another season and about four or five different specials all bundled up together. So it actually was a really awesome deal. So I got that, but watching through them, I remember how I just didn't care for Matt Smith. And the thing is even though I kind of liked him as the doctor, okay, once I got past the loss of David Tennant, after seeing him oh, damn it, what is it? The Queen, the royal fam, the crown. After seeing him as Philip in the Crown, Elizabeth's husband, and then seeing him in that horrible freaking dragon show on HBO Max. I don't even remember what the name of that is because I think I blocked it out, but it's season three, I think, is coming back soon. Do you remember which one? It's the sequel or the prequel to Game of Thrones. Anyway, he's in that, and he is the asshole of assholes character in that. And the more things that I see him in, the more that I just think he is probably an asshole in real life. And just taints watching this. But anyway, I'm watching it anyway because I bought it. So, Doctor Who, the Matt Smith years. And then I went to Happy Hour at Badlands, which was really nice. And and then we went out afterward. And of course, this was Ouija and Mr. Lurie Dean. It was their birthdays this week, so we took them out to. Mr. Ouija said that he wanted to go to a Hungarian restaurant that is in town and try them. And we're all like, what the fuck are you talking about, Hungarian? But it turned out that it was actually Czech and Italian cuisine. So it was called La Trattoria Bohemia or something like that. Anyway, so we went and you open the menu and you say, holy shit, because the prices are so fucking high. Like for the on the one like all the entrees are like at least $30 a piece. And for me, I'm like, oh no, honey, I'm having this nice little salad right over here, especially if I'm going to be expected to, because when you take somebody out for their birthday dinners, you chip in and you buy them the dinner. And I'm like,
Wait, wasn't it just you three?
no, it was the three of us and then our friend Seaman, Charlie.
Oh,
Charlie was
okay.
with us. So the four of us went, and thankfully we made reservations. This was an impossibly small place with lots of tables and was packed full. And of course, the wait staff was very nice, but didn't seem to have their shit together. We had to like actually ask them to take like the empty stuff off the table because we had this tiny little table for the four of us, and they were bringing these great big tray things out. And of course, it's very rustic, so like they serve everything in these tins, and the tins all have like the with kind of porcelain in the middle, but like the outside is metal, those type of tins. And all the
Okay.
edges are like crack, like the pieces are flaking off and stuff like that, and it's rustic.
Yeah, tell them that you go to IKEA and you can get white plates for I think they're 87 cents a piece, and they are lovely, and they look the same. Presentation. It's like the Chinese restaurant I was telling you. They brought out two plates. The food was great, but one plate had a kind of a petal edged, and the other was flat, and they didn't match at all, and it was just it was I mean, I'm not a big presentation guy, but come on, make an effort.
Right, exactly. And then
So
so
you and Charlie split the bill?
Well, I was going to order this the salad, which even a small salad was like $19. And so I was just going to get that. And then Charlie like smacked me on the arm actually, and he's like, "You order a real meal." So I'm like, "Okay, I'll just have to bite the bullet and swing this somehow. I have a credit card." So I ordered the schnitzel, which a chicken schnitzel, which is basically two chicken breasts, which are pounded flatter than a pancake, put in batter, fried, and then they had some sliced tomato and cucumbers, and this little tiny bucket of tiny roasted potatoes with rosemary, and then some lemon, and that was the dinner for $30. And I was
I
just
love
like,
schnitzel
oh.
though. Was it good?
It was very, very crispy. It was almost like just a little overdone, but still, I mean, it was nice.
Yeah, when I was at a train
Potatoes
station
were lovely.
in Germany, there's a train station there that had schnitzel in the window. They had piles of schnitzel that you could just go and they would give you in a paper, and you could just
Wow.
but they were like, they were so big. I couldn't believe, I mean, it was like, how can you pound one chicken breast out to that size?
Right?
But they did, and it was so good. And it smelled so wonderful when you walked. It was oh my God. Okay, go ahead. Sorry,
Well, no,
I'm
this
having a
and this is
schnitzel
it.
moment.
They needed to season it a little bit more. But it was like, it's like, I don't want to say that it was bad because it wasn't, but for $30, I need a handy under the table or something, because that is just a bit extreme. Anyway, thankfully, at the end of it, as we're getting ready to pay, Mr. Seaman pulls out his credit card and pays for all of it. And let me tell you, he did everybody a service, because they all had like really expensive beers and really expensive food,
No,
and
you
one
let
had an entree with some
the retired guy who's
dumplings.
on fixed income,
Yeah.
you let him pay. Oh, you guys are
Well,
great.
his retirement from is pretty decent. So, and he owns his own place. So, I mean, I don't feel bad, but yeah. But yeah, I'm glad that somebody else paid for that, because that was a little bit out of my pocketbook there range. But we had a lovely time, and then we went home. So anyway, but they seem to have had happy birthdays, so I'm very glad of that. Anyway, the only other thing is that we are getting ready for an inspection. Apparently, the county of Sacramento does these basically, where they do kind of a lottery where you like places that are rent that rent places like
Rentals.
cars, yeah, just do like this. Their addresses will randomly be selected, and then they tell them that they have to do an inspection to make sure, basically, I guess, they're not slumlords. So that means on Wednesday I have to be here so that they can come traipsing through the house and judge, I guess. So
Well, believe me, the slumlords are happy that they do this, because otherwise you don't know what's going on in your rental property.
well, the rental place that we do, they come in every year. They have to do that for their insurance. So there's somebody that comes in every year, makes sure that the smoke detectors are working, and that, things aren't damaged
No, I
or
get
anything.
it.
And
I get it. Yeah, it's just
yeah, but this one is.
yeah, 'cause the they say it's for the good of the renter, which in some cases it is.
Yeah.
But a lot of cases it's good for the owners, because they get someone in there going, "Well, these people are living like pigs." It's like, "Oh, I'm going to get rid of them then.
No.
Thank you."
Well,
The county made me do it.
yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, because
No, they're not going to throw you out. You guys, you, I've seen, I'm talking about places that are, well, I've told you about places like that.
I've seen places like that. I have family that used to live in places like that, but thankfully I just we've been here 15 years, and wish they'd just leave us alone, but anyway, yeah. Okay, what would you do? A relative asks you a recommendation to recommend them for a position at your workplace, but you know they're unreliable. Do you risk your reputation by recommending them gently, decline, or recommend them but with caveats?
I've done this before where I will tell the person who's hiring, so and so is going to leave a resume, and you do with what you wish. Do not do me any favors here, because and I've actually said, oh my God, I've actually said while the people are working in the same company, I will say, do not give them do not put them in a new lead role. They can't even do the one they have. So, yeah, I'm not risking my reputation or the business that's paying me by bringing in a terrible person.
I wouldn't even do that, honestly. I don't think that I would do a, I just, how many times have we been bitten by doing something like that? No. Just for me, it's basically like, no, you have to, get it on your own. Get it on your own. If you want to do it, do it. But yeah, very rarely. I mean, like, there's a few people that are close to me that I would recommend
Oh,
doing,
yeah, sure,
but
absolutely.
I, but for the most part, especially family and stuff like that, I'd just be like, no, especially if I know that they're not reliable.
Right.
No. All right, moving on. Love it or hate it, karaoke nights.
Honestly, I've never been to one. Wait,
Wow.
maybe I. No, that wasn't karaoke. And okay, I guess I'm going to I've had it with karaoke nights, because if somebody starts doing karaoke, I leave. So I guess maybe that's, I mean, I've never gone to a karaoke night, but I've been at bars where they go, hey, it's time for karaoke, and I'm like, okay, we need to go.
I've been to a few. In fact, I've sung at a couple of them. For some reason, so Mr. Ouija and I have done it at least once or twice, and he always wants to do like from Greece or something, but he always wants me to play the Olivia Newton-John part. I don't know why, but yeah, I've done it a few times. I don't mind it if it's once in a while, but it's not something I'd want to go to like every week or something like that. And I do have friends that like they love to do it every week. Remember when that local piano player, he would do like those and at the Headhunters, and people would go to that all the time.
Was that before or after he was arrested?
Tried not to go there, but there you go. Leave it to Tom. All right. So karaoke nights, not on a regular.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, have you ever hit or punched someone?
I have.
Yes, I have too. Not.
It's usually in defense.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. It was stupid. Yeah, we were very young. We were only like 10, but yeah, not
And I
something
was more of a pusher than I was a hitter. You know, like bumping into somebody in the hallway and throw them against the lockers. That was more of my style.
Let's see. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, can a good person be an effective political leader, or does the system demand compromise? I think it could be both.
I think you, it's like, I'm so in love with Gavin Newsom that I'm growing my hair to look like his, and he just seems like such a good guy. And I loved it because we were actually talking about this last night. I said, remember, it's like they nitpick on Gavin Newsom. Like, oh, he went to the French market during, COVID. Okay, that's it. Oh, well, no, he, and then, they'll be able to find, but it's all these, everybody's got a few little things that you might call doing it wrong or doing, but he's definitely not having sex with children. He's not, he's not tearing down the White House. It's just, and I think that, I mean, 'cause I remember when he said he was going to make California the first place in the nation where you could have gay marriage. And to the point of where the courts actually had to stop him because he was like, this is ridiculous. It's two people. What is it? It's two people that want to get married. I don't understand. Convince me why this is different. But that's the kind of guy he is. He wants to, he wants the water to be clean, even if it's going to cost a little bit more, and where the compromise usually is, okay, well, we won't do the water thing, but we'll do the gas thing. How about that? And it's like, no, you can't say, oh yeah, I'm doing this and not go for the whole thing,
Yeah,
Yeah, so.
there are people like this Mondami, and there's a guy that's going to be running against Scott Wiener in San Francisco that I just
Yeah.
saw on IHIP, and he seems really good. And these are people that aren't taking corporate dollars. They're not taking
Right.
money from ADAP or AIPAC or whatever the frick it is. And they seem genuinely committed to their cause of wanting to better people's lives. And so I think you can absolutely be a good person, but when it comes to politics, you do have to learn. I mean, it is a game of give and take because not everybody is going to be doing the right thing. So there is
And but
compromise that has to be made.
well yeah but it's
That doesn't mean they're a bad person.
I don't like the compromises that they expect us to give,
Exactly.
so that's my big problem. It's like, the GOP is like, well, don't be, as far as paying for the Obamacare, the extra money for the Obamacare, why don't those people just go out and get jobs that have insurance? That's not a compromise.
And then all the money that they get from the job goes to paying their health care. Like,
Well,
in
no.
fact, some of the premiums for a couple of my friends that have doubled, like gone from like 500 to almost $1,000 a month, are already kicking in. They're not even waiting until January. They're already billing them for it.
Right. Well, what I'm talking about is not that. I'm not talking about people who, because if you get healthcare through your company, it's free or it's included in your pay, right?
Usually
Where,
half at least.
well, where, with the Obamacare, or the California version of it, it's there because people can't are working for companies that don't give insurance, because a lot of times you can't get insurance unless you're working full time, and so a lot of companies just don't hire anybody full time, and so it's there's another little gotcha compromise which I don't like, and why can't it just be all upfront and honest? It always seems like they're trying to figure out how they can screw the American public out of another couple pennies, which, by the way, don't get made anymore.
Well, like I have another friend who works a full-time job with good benefits, And his employer pays half of what his insurance is, and he still pays almost $400 a month on his end for the insurance.
Yeah, it's just it's dumb. If we had the universal insurance, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, basically, by cutting this funding, they're just trying to weed out the undesirables. You know,
Yeah, who
the poor
they think just
people,
need to go ahead and die already.
right, the poor people, the old people, the lazy people.
Yeah, the I think the new slogan for America is what the surplus population should just go die already. Anyway,
Are there no jails? Are there
are there
no
no workhouses?
yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. All
Timothy
right.
wants to know.
Do you think we'd treat each other differently if no one could see what anyone looked like?
There of course there's going to be a bit of that going on. But
I think they would find the, I think it's human nature for some people to just find some reason to hate or be afraid of somebody and yeah, for their
Yeah.
own, for whatever they lack that somebody else would have. So, to an
Well,
extent, sure.
and pretty people always get
Yeah, so it would just turn into you
perceived
just got a
pretty
nicer
people.
voice.
Yeah. And of course we know that makes it easier when you're telling somebody no when they've got you on the phone. It's easier if you don't know what they look like.
Right. Because if you have somebody on the phone that talks like this, and somebody that talks like this, who are you going to want to help more? So.
Neither, because I hate talking on the phone.
Oh, amen, girl. All right. Bonus question this time, though. Say you're doing a Christmas shopping charity for a child in need. On the children and child's wish list is an expensive baby doll. Fine. You find the doll at Target, honey. Expensive doll at Target, girl. Anyway, but she comes in both black and African American. No preference was made on the list. Which one do you buy?
I don't
Well, for me,
know.
I'm the asshole. Well, okay, let me rephrase that.
Now,
I'm the one who would buy the African American doll just because.
but we don't know the color of the child
Well, the child needs to learn
or
to.
the race of the child.
Exactly.
I
But remember what we learned from our Bewitched Christmas special?
No.
Oh, you haven't gotten there yet. The one where it was the her Lisa, the black friend, came over to spend to be with Tabitha at Christmas time. And
Tabitha, she's not even born yet.
okay, well, when you get there, because she's at least about three, I think, at
Okay.
this point. Anyway, she has that she wishes that her and Lisa could be real sisters, and that manifests by she ends up with black dots on her face, and Lisa ends up with white dots on her face. So that way they can be real sisters. Anyway, so it's a very poignant, but anyway, somebody mistakes them and they end up with the black doll. So you'll understand when you get there.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. This is I would probably just go with the
Standard.
I go with the white doll because well, it also like where's this coming from? You know, why am who am I buying this doll for from? You know, is this from Toys for Tots or is this going to be, you know, like you know, depending on what group is doing this,
All right.
that might make a difference too.
Well,
Maybe.
and yeah, and also, I guess maybe it would depend on how old for the child, because a little child They don't care what color the doll is usually. They just want the
No, but the
doll.
parents will.
Exactly. Fuck the parents. That's why I would do it. It's the same reason why when people ask me for baby shower gifts, I don't give blue or pink or gender specific toys, and I usually give books. So
Ew, you're horrible.
I know I'm horrible, but I'm
Oh,
tired of kids'
actually,
norms.
I always give books too. But I only give I have one book that I give.
Oh, is it the poop book?
It's the poop book. Because it doesn't matter when grandma brings in the stroller that's worth $800, everyone's talking about the poop book.
That's true. All right. Thank you, Timothy. Those were really good and thought-provoking questions, I'm sure. So hopefully we didn't alienate anyone by them. Thanks, Timothy. Anyway, I remember the panic of Y2K.
I remember there was panic. I wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't think much of it myself.
Well, because they were going over their idea was it's not a digital clock. It's one of those clocks that ticks, each the old fashioned clock. And oh well, everything's we're going to run by that. It's like no, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah, like literally, I think nothing happened except to maybe a few systems had a little glitch for a few minutes, or they went back, they set themselves back to like 1900 or something like that. So it was not a big weird thing. But yeah, there was a lot of panic over it. I remember that. Okay, well, moving on. We have some amazing things to share with you from what's in our lunchbox, starting with Mr. DJ, who is sharing a chicken French panini and seafood bisque that he had at a pub. That is amazing. The sandwich, I love the sandwich. The bisque is okay, and I'm not sure what the other is.
The seafood bisque.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just there's this place called Maui Fish Market that's right up the street, so we eat there a lot. And they had a lobster bisque on the menu, so we got it. It was a little heavy on the roux was a little heavy, so it was a little too thick. But it tasted really good. But yeah, that looks kind of like mine. So it looked, yeah, but mine didn't look this pretty. Mine came in this ugly little container with a lid that you took off. And this I like the look of the plate. This is what I'm talking about. You can make something look nice.
When we were at that restaurant, we had a tomato and basil soup, and it was s very, very light. Like they hardly served you any, but you could kind of taste the tomato, but the basil was so heavy that it actually tasted like it was a licorice soup. It was that heavy with the basil, so. All right, next up we have Mr. Tom, who wants
Okay.
to tell us about these gorgeous things.
This is the place which I refer. It's called Star Noodle. Actually, we're going back tonight. And the first one is chicken wings. It's weird. This used to be chicken chunks, but they changed it over to chicken wings, and it's covered in some peanuts and you squeeze the lemon over. It's just for wings, it shouldn't be this good, but it is. The next one is the Vietnamese crepe, and this is basically it's a crepe that's n laid on top of vegetables, and then inside the crepe they have, they've got shrimp and they've got all sorts of stuff, and you break the crepe apart and add it onto lettuce cups, and you kind of make your own little lettuce cup, and the crepe is crispy, so that gives you your crunchy texture. It's Sean's favorite. Next one is pork buns, and this is pork belly inside the bao bread, and it was, oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. Now the next one is called bacon and eggs, and this is my favorite. And what they have is they do chunks of pork belly that are seared, nice and crispy, cherry tomatoes, onions, and then they drop a like a 6 to 8 minute egg on top of it, so the whites are all done, but the yolk is very jammy inside, and then you kind of stir it around, and it's just it. I can't. It's like one of the cheaper things on the menu, and it's so good. I could have this for breakfast any day. So good. This is a miso butterfish, and it was a little on the sweet side, but it just falls apart, and so you kind of got it's salty, but it's very sweet, and it's just it was a lovely piece of fish. And then finally, these are pork skewers, and they're these little tiny things with four little chunks of pork on them that have been marinated and seared. And it's just, I don't know how this little bit of food, because it's not a lot of food, it really isn't, especially when I look at it here, but that much food. I was sick the next day from just overeating. Well, actually, that night, when you feel so bloated that you just can't get comfortable. Yeah, that's how I felt after that. So tonight we're going to definitely reduce what we order, and maybe I'll just get some noodles and bacon and eggs. So I don't know. We'll see.
It's beautiful presentations.
Yeah, they well, that's they have no problem with that.
All
So,
right,
what has Moose got going?
Mr. Moose said I cheated. Made chocolate chip and sugar cookies from dough from the refrigerator case at the supermarket. Oh,
Oh no.
stars. I'll still eat sugar.
Just when you think that he's the last one.
Right? But I'd still eat his cookies.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's dirty.
All right. Car is in the shop. Nail in the tire. Had to order a tire from somewhere. My size was not in stock locally. That means we are walking to lunch today. Oh. We are going to Smashburger, but on the way, hubby said, let's go to Metro Diner. We did. I got fish and chips. Was pretty good. Oh my
Looks
gosh.
good.
That just
Looks
looks so
good.
amazing.
Yeah, I.
I love a fish in a really good fried batter.
Well, yeah, then you'd like it here. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, I imagine.
A lot of
Yeah,
fish and chips.
have you been to the fish and chip shop on Folsom? I just
No.
saw it
Oh,
today
yeah,
again.
yes. It's fantastic. The fish is fantastic. The fries are terrible.
I kind of want to try it. All
Yeah,
right.
and it. If it's for like you and your mom, is that who it's going to be for?
Well, probably be for me and Ouija, but I'd love mom
Okay,
to try it.
then what you have to do is you have to, like, if you want, if he wants two and you want one, order the three piece. Don't order individually, because it's weird that they because you can get like. One's like $9, and then if you get two, it's like $13, and if you get three, it's like $15. So, but if you order individually, if you each order one, and it's a lot more. So, and then the fries are terrible.
Okay, cool. All right. This comes from Baron Frosty. He says, "Hey boys, thought I'd share my turkey sandwich with sharp cheddar cheese and a squirt of Korean barbecue sauce for some tang." It's on delicious, fresh 12-grain bread. Hope you have a nice holiday season. We hope so too. Wow. That's pretty beautiful.
Yeah,
And
it's
judging from the decor, I think he made that himself. That is
yeah,
very yummy.
it's the very nice presentation.
Yeah, I love that type of bread too. Gorgeous. Thank you so much for sending that in. And finally, it's me, Mario. No, wait, that's something different. Anyway, all right. Well, here's a picture of so we went to Roscoe's, and I wanted something different, which is usually a sign of I'm going to get something that I regret getting. But this time it was actually kind of good. These are jalapeno poppers. But what they did is instead of like slicing them sideways and then filling them, they actually just cut them in half, scooped out the seeds, thankfully. They stuffed them full of cream cheese with little bits of bacon and different, whatever they stick in it. And then on the outside, they covered it in panko, fried it, and deep fried, and then served it with some hot honey sauce.
Wait,
And
how do they fry it if they've cut it in half?
well, I imagine they fry it before they cut it in half and then they stick it
Okay, well, you
all.
left that part out.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
But
but to serve it, they cut it in half. Okay.
so I mean, I have to say that I was very impressed with this, except for the actual popper. The actual jalapeno itself was not cooked
Enough.
super, yeah, it was still like very crunchy raw type. But everything else on it was really good. And the honey sauce, the hot honey with the panko, oh my God, that was so good. I mean, this was like something I would expect at like a more upscale restaurant. Of course, after two of them, the third and fourth one were like, oh, I don't know, I'm kind of done with that. But really impressed. Wouldn't order it again, probably. It was very heavy, but
Yeah, what you need to do is get yourself some, was it Mike's Hot Honey online,
that
or you
sounds
can get it back
lovely.
Amazon, and we put it on popcorn, and we put it on pizza.
Oh.
It's amazing. It really is
Yeah.
a.
I would definitely try that because I've never had it before. I've heard about it, but I've never had it, and wow, it really changed how the flavor and really brought it to life. So yummy.
Now, you didn't take any pictures at your not Hungarian restaurant?
No, I was going to, but it was kind of impossible with everything going on and how crowded we were. And yeah, it was just not happening. So, all right. Well, that's what's in your lunchbox. And thank you all for helping us with such a wonderful array of photos. You can see these photos over at our Facebook group at facebook.com/ Chubbs Gone Wild. And of course, you can always email us things for the show, including what's in your lunchbox at chubbsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my other projects and books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our links at allmylinks.com/chubbsgonewild. And
And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see my hair, how well it's grown in,
yes.
and like and subscribe, and also say something in the post something to us so we know that you've been there.
Yes, we're working on getting our first 1,000,000 listeners.
Yeah, what, two at a time?
Yeah, well, if we're lucky,
Yeah.
two in a couple months. Yeah, still. Thank you all for tuning in and for listening and for all the love that you send. We truly, truly appreciate it. All right, we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.